This is Lance Lambert speaking, and this is my extra update for August 2014. I think you all know that the occasion for this extra update is the Gaza War, in which we are now involved. In this update, I will seek to cover the actual fighting, what caused it, the general attitude of the nations, and the United Nations in particular, as well as the United States and the American State Department. I would like to read the scriptures. I'm going to start by reading part of Psalm 83. O God, keep not thou silence, hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They take crafty counsel against thy people and consult together against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. Against thee do they make a covenant, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarines, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also is joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. This is incredible because it covers all the nations around us. Do thou unto them as unto Midian, and as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Orev and Zeev, yea, all their princes like Zeva and Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves in possession the habitations of God. O my God, make them like whirling dust, as stubble before the wind, as the fire that burneth the forest, and as the flame that setteth the mountains on fire. So pursue them with thy tempest, and terrify them with thy storm. Fill their faces with confusion, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be put to shame and dismayed forever. Yea, let them be confounded and perish, that they may know that thou alone, whose name is the Lord, art the most high over all the earth. To that I would like to add in the prophecy of Isaiah and chapter 5, 1 verse, verse 20. Woe unto them that call evil good, and good evil, that make darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. And then another well-known psalm, I'm sure, to all of you, Psalm 121, from verse 1 to verse 6. I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains. From whence shall my help come? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. In this update, I will, as I have already said, I will seek to cover what is happening in this war, the attitude of the nations and the media, and many other things that are really sort of being drawn out into the open by this conflict. I think you all know that Israel has received about 11,000 rockets and missiles since the year 2005. It should be apparent to anybody who has sense and a mind to think that any nation that could be so bombarded has the right to defend itself. The Palestinian dead as a result of this war has mounted to 1,500 approximately, and I think there will be more to come. Israel has suffered the loss of at least 60 soldiers. It should be apparent that no democracy can have this without defending itself. The aim of Hamas is absolutely clear. It is the total elimination and destruction of Israel, and indeed it believes in the annihilation of Jews worldwide. That it is the aim of Hamas is abundantly clear from what their leaders have said, as well as an Islamic imam who in a video published actually speaks about Israel. He says that the fighting of Hamas against it has as its aim genocide. He believes that the aim of Hamas is the total extermination of all the Jews living in Israel. Because, he says, wherever they live, they spread corruption. At the same time, the determination of Israel is not to end this war until all the tunnels are destroyed and Hamas has received a death blow. It is a great surprise to the Israelis at present how extensive the tunnel operation, the building of the tunnels in Gaza is. They have food supplies within it. They have been built with cement, concrete that Israel supplied for the building of homes in Gaza, in the Hamas-controlled area. It is incredible when you realize it, just how amazing. Bibi Netanyahu has actually said in a televised press conference a while ago, Israel has to be prepared for a long mission in Gaza. He said, we will not end that operation without neutralizing the terror tunnels. It is Hamas, by the way, who have rejected numerous ceasefires. And therefore, he said, we are prepared for an extended operation. The amazing thing, to me the most amazing matter, is that there is an almost united feeling throughout the political spectrum in Israel, from left to right, that Israel must destroy Hamas in this present operation. There is the feeling that has united the whole political side in Israel, that if this operation is not clearly finished properly, we shall have more and more and more of these problems. In a poll only recently conducted, 86.5% of Israelis, 86.5%, underline it, of Israelis believe Israel must destroy Hamas in this operation. And there must be no permanent ceasefire until that goal is reached. Now, obviously, that is going to entail many casualties. That is obvious. And that is the problem for Israel. And in many ways, it is also the problem for the Palestinians, because Hamas is deliberately using human shields, children and women and elderly men as shields against the IDF. Even sick people, unable to move in hospitals, are being used as a human shield for their weapon, the rocket launchers. And that is a war crime. And the UN is culpable in that it has allowed this or cooperated. Until the UN investigates it properly by an independent source, we will never know if it was with their help or whether it was without their help. But even if it was to a certain extent without their help, it is incredible that each time a tunnel is blown up, or a place that is shielding this is blown up with civilian casualties, there is no accountability. Hamas leaders appeared recently on Hamas TV and said that Hamas loves death like Israelis love life. The nations, by and large, except for Canada and Australia, have been very critical of this operation on the part of Israel. However, there is no way that a battle can be won without a certain amount of casualties on both sides. I find it very hard to understand the criticism of the United Kingdom and its allies, and of the United States, when you realize that the way they brought the Second World War to an end was by literally flattening city after city after city in Germany, and even towns. I remember on a visit shortly after the end of the war to believers in Germany. Then I went to Pforzheim. In one night of bombing by the Allies, 76,000 people died. Dresden and some of the other cities around, Leipzig and one other city, were literally flattened. One of them in 36 hours of incessant bombing, in such an amazing bombardment that even the water of the river Neckar caught fire. The oxygen in the city disappeared. People could not breathe. It was And something like 132 or 136,000, I can't remember the exact figure, were killed in that operation. People often talk about the nuclear bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima that ended the war finally in the Far East. But in fact, in that area of Germany, it was normal, not nuclear, normal bombardment with normal type weapons. I find it very amazing, the hypocrisy of these nations. They bombed Germany to pieces, and in many ways rightly so, because there was no way they could bring that war to a conclusion successfully. But to blame us in a war that now is with a terrorist organization recognized by the US and others as a terrorist organization, it is incredible to me. And I find it interesting. I remember once an old spiritual divine saying some years ago, Israel has the most remarkable ability in which God uses her like a poultice to draw all the infection of the body out. And he said sometimes God sort of irritates people when they're not right. Their ethics are wrong, their morals are wrong, and their understanding of true justice is wrong. Of course, with Germany, it was to destroy the Nazi system. But this system in Hamas isn't unlike it. I mean, it has an avowed aim to destroy us. It also bases that aim upon the Quran, which says that in the last stage of world history, Jews will everywhere be destroyed. It says even the trees will call out to people and say, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and get him. I mean, it's interesting, this whole thing. I find it amazing. And I have to say it after the last couple of updates. I have, in fact, mentioned this. I think Kerry's ceasefire proposal that he made on this Gaza war is incredible. He did not meet. He had a meeting with a number of EU foreign ministers, plus Qatar, which is the funder of Hamas, and Turkey, which is a supporter of Hamas, with their foreign ministers, and actually came out of that time with a ceasefire proposal that was totally on the side of Hamas. Israel was not invited to that meeting, nor was the Palestinian Authority led by Mahmoud Abbas. Kerry's proposal was remarkable. Leave all the tunnels in place. Israel had to lift the naval blockade and at least allow one seaport to be open, which meant that they could bring in weapons again far more seriously than before. He offered billions of dollars in donation to Hamas. I mean, this is the most extraordinary thing I have ever heard, that an American Secretary of State should actually offer a ceasefire on these terms. And this, when every ceasefire thus far that has been agreed to by Israel and Hamas has been broken by Hamas, not Israel. It is interesting that the Palestinian Authority is also one of those who have joined Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the Oil Emirates and Jordan in their dislike of Kerry's ceasefire. They believe that he is trying to revive the Muslim Brotherhood as a moderating force on Islam, which is absolutely nonsense. Israel's ambassador to the United Nations said that the recent UN Security Council statement on Gaza did not reflect what Israel has to deal with. And he called on members to stand with Israel in the fight against terrorism. He said, make no mistake, Hamas is not working alone. Proso said it is funded by Qatar and Iran. I have to say that the United Nations' culpability is appalling. I am not have no influence upon the government of Israel. But if I had, I would advise them to withdraw from the United Nations altogether. Netanyahu actually said in a public address at the United Nations that it was the theater of the absurd, and then went on later to describe it as a house of lies. And I think I totally agree. I mean, I find it extraordinary that the chairman of the Persecuted Minorities Committee is Syria. That says it very simply. I mean, you don't have to say any more. That the whole thing is a jamboree. It's ridiculous. Take this question. Hamas has used schools and hospitals, a whole number of them, something like five schools, UN schools, and within the basement of those schools have been stored Hamas's rockets, either that or missiles or launchers. The UN hospital, which also had been hit, was another UN operation, and they had also such rockets and missiles in their basement. Any civilized country would be horrified that a terror organization could use schools with children in them, boys' schools or whatever, and hospitals for people ill people, as this means. And they have done it deliberately, because they know if Israel attacks, there are photo ops. And then the whole world is screaming blue murder because Israel has attacked these things. These tunnels are incredible. There are some 80 tunnels, I believe, is the number, at least. And even now, the IDF is discovering new tunnels they didn't really realize existed. Some of these tunnels, quite a number of them, go right underground, marvelously constructed with concrete and so on, under the border, the international border between Gaza and Israel, into Israel. And the idea was that Hamas commandos could pour at different points into Israel, seize different moshavim and kibbutzim, murder the people within it, and take some, kidnap some of them, and take them back into Gaza. Just a few days ago, an IDF commando unit uncovered an opening of a tunnel when the explosives, which were a booby trap, detonated, causing the whole building to collapse on top of the soldiers. Three Israeli soldiers were killed. Neither the UN or UNRWA have actually said anything. it is known by the IDF that the UN and UNRWA have been used as storage facilities for these rockets and missiles. Any nation worth its salt should surely deal with this unbelievable problem. Behind this whole operation lies Iran. She has been the supporter of Syria. She has been the supporter of Assad in Syria. She has literally supported everything that is Islamically powerful. But even beyond that, there is a certain amount of incredible problem about the way the United States, the European Union, and the United Kingdom have handled this whole matter. It is also, and it should be said, that the United States has now made a sum worth billions to strengthen the Iron Dome. Right now, in the middle of this war, I think that's a good point that one has to say. And secondly, the Sudanese woman who was pregnant, who was going to be executed in Sudan, has finally arrived in the United States with her husband and two children. I think that was a great thing that the States has done. Nevertheless, having said that, I have to say that the State Department of the United States is completely empty-headed and inane when it comes to the Middle East. The way they're handling this whole situation is incredible. And the most interesting aspect of it is the State Department, and of course the Secretary of State, is, and Obama behind him, are forcing America's allies in the Middle East into a position of opposition to them. For instance, Saudi Arabia, the oil Emirates, Egypt, and Israel. The only rather interesting aspect of this is that for the first time, these nations and Israel have the same policy. They all believe that Hamas has got to be destroyed or there will be no peace in the Middle East. Well, we've known that for years. I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? To any normal person, it's obvious. Unless there is latent anti-Semitism deep within a person lurking there, which comes out immediately, Israel does anything to defend herself or look after her interests. I speak about the United Nations, her culpability. I had my own experience of it. I find it very interesting that the hospital was a UN hospital, that the schools were UN schools. Nobody can tell me that they allow the storing of missiles and rockets, launchers, in their premises without knowing it. They try to tell us that they didn't know it, and now Israel is bombing them wickedly. The fact of the matter is the United Nations is culpable. And I think that God will himself take that into account. You can't do this kind of thing without, in the end, God himself taking action. I find it very, very hard to believe in a boys' school, for instance, the principal, who's a UN member, did not know what was happening. The same with the hospital. The same with the other schools. Is someone going to tell me that everybody did not know? As Charles Krauthammer put it beautifully, did they carry these missiles in